Waiting for your sign? Here it is. Shop Labor Day appliance deals at Lowe's before they're gone. Get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, get free delivery, haul away, installation and parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan on purchases of $999 or more. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Georgia police made a gruesome discovery. They received a phone call from a disconnected cell phone, leading them to a mummified body of a young child that was hidden in an apartment closet. The big question is, was it a call from the dead?
I don't know. It's like, Carol, what is this?
Carol's here. It's Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes. Carol, you're big on the ghost story side of things.
That's what I do. I talk about paranormal stuff all day, and then I throw in some true crime. But when you sent me this story, I'm like, is this a true crime story or is this a paranormal story? Is it a little bit of both? I have so many questions about this one.
It might be. We'll dive in. The caller had mentioned a deceased 8 to 10-year-old girl, but investigators found a much younger child, about 2 to 4 years old. The distressing revelation unfolded in Georgia when law enforcement received a call from a disconnected cellular phone, which led them to a grim discovery. The call stated that a lifeless body of an 8 to 10-year-old child was concealed in an apartment closet at the Hidden Valley Apartments in Decatur. Upon investigation, police found a mummified body of a much younger child that was estimated to be around 2 to 4 years old. Homicide detectives took charge of the case. Updates are pending as the department awaits the report from the medical examiner. An unidentified neighbor who made this discovery described the site as resembling a real mummy, identifying the deceased child's age through clothing and hair, recounting the incident. The neighbor disclosed finding the apartment door wide open, an unsettling stench, and a dark interior with furniture undisturbed, but items scattered on the countertops, hinting at a rather hasty departure. The neighbor investigated further, noticing an open door leading to the shocking sight of a human arm protruding from the closet. The gravity of the situation took a moment to sink in, with the neighbor realizing it's a dead child. Community members expressed their shock and dismay. A neighbor expressed her sorrow, calling it an atrocity and lamenting that this on the state of humanity. She recalled a woman living in the apartment but had never witnessed a child ever being present. Another neighbor highlighted the child's absence from daily life, indicating that the child did not attend school and rarely ventured outside the apartment. So what happened?
I have so many questions about this. So let's start with the first question, the disconnected cell phone, which when I read that, I'm like, okay, that kind of implies like it's a call from the dead or something, right? You know what I mean? So I guess somebody called and then had their phone disconnected. I don't know.
Now, because of non-payment, or they said, I need to let somebody know about this child, but I don't want to be tracked.
Yeah. So that's weird. But then the other weird thing is an unidentified neighbor who made the discovery. So that wasn't, that person made the discovery, the doors open, but they weren't the ones who called it in. So this person didn't call it in? Or did they call it in also? And the cops are like, hey, but we've already got a call about this from a disconnected cell phone. Like, that's weird. So this person didn't call about that. And then they're like, it's gruesome. And I was reading somewhere, I don't know if it was this story or a different one, about the stench, which there would be a horrific stench. why was nobody going, you know, it smells really bad. A human body decomposing. I've not smelled, but from what I have heard, it's really horrific. Like, we've all had a dead animal somewhere that you smell, and it's horrific. So how was that not reported? At least the smell. How
well, at least to the landlord.
How did the apartment door suddenly become open one day?
Right. My other question is, was anybody paying rent on this apartment? I mean, where's the landlord? Where's the landlord?
That's another one.
The people who were in the apartment, I know sometimes people just bail, you know, in the middle of the night and you can't track them down, but they had to have had some form of identification.
Well, and after the next month's rent comes around and it's not paid, wouldn't you at least try to call them? And then you can't get a hold of them. Then you would go over to your apartment to see if they've left. Are they still there? What am I dealing with? That would happen all the time. That would be a regular occurrence in an apartment building, people not paying their rent. Right. And then the other question I have is, the one neighbor is like, there was a woman living in the apartment but had never witnessed a child being present. Another neighbor highlighted the child's absence from daily life, indicating the child did not attend school and rarely ventured outside the apartment. So one's like, yeah, there was no kid there. Another's like, yeah, there was a kid there. The whole thing is weird.
Yeah. So somebody did see this child at one time is what it sounds like.
And did anybody think, what is this horrific smell coming from the apartment next to mine or whatever? The third floor, man, that stinks these days. What's going on the third floor? Like, I have so many questions.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, people walking by and noticing a smell and not saying anything. Again, don't be so complacent. I mean, if you see something, say something.
If you smell something, say something.
Well, exactly. I mean, you never know what's going on. Somebody could have been in distress. Something could be happening. I remember when I lived in an apartment, I lived next to some people who like to cook ethnic food. And at times it smelled wonderful. At other times it was like, could you not? I mean, it was just something I wasn't used to. And it was really pungent. And you notice these things. And their way of kind of, yeah, we know our food stinks, was they would stop by and drop some food off for you to have, which was amazing. And it tasted amazing, but it was extremely pungent. I just, you know, get to know people, get to know your neighbors. And if something seems off, don't be afraid to question things. I understand, don't be nosy, but for shit's sake, I mean, if you're smelling death and decay, it might be time to actually call the cops, you know?
And why all of a sudden was the door open one day? Like, how did the door become open? And if it had been empty so long, that was this child's decomposing body in there the entire time, or did they move it into there? Because mummified basically was in an advanced state of decay, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that doesn't just happen after a couple of weeks.
So did somebody break into the apartment, put this mummified body in there, and then call with the disc and then get their phone disconnected? And then the neighbor thinks they've discovered it, but somebody else has already, I don't know. Questions about this one, Stacey.
So many questions, and we have zero answers.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba.
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.